So, interesting line of inquiry has just opened up during that song that I'm struggling to move on from. Sacked from filming the show today. Yesterday, John Landis tried to sort of give Maggie some feedback on how best to film the interviews. And obviously, we're filming... Are we filming this? Where are the cameras?
One directly behind you.
Is that running the whole time?
Is that one running at the moment? No, it's not.
No. No. When will they be turned on? Because we've been on air now for 15 minutes.
They'll be turned on for some of our more marquee links later on.
How do you know when they're coming?
What's a marquee link?
Yeah, I've never, like a marquee link.
Similar to a marquee link.
What's a marquee link?
high grade.
How do you know when they're coming? Because I certainly don't. How
Sixth
do you know?
Sense, why I'm sat in this chair.
Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's right.
Yeah, I think I've got one coming here.
Have you?
Yeah, do you want to turn the camera on then?
Let's go and switch it on just in case, yeah.
Anyway, Maggie's been kicked off filming, and there's a young lad who's come in to film it today. Is it Barry?
Mark.
Barry is doing the film today. And he just casually said to us, in the middle of enjoying that Blondie song, that you need to be 18 to buy an adult magazine.
Yes.
Do you know that?
I've never bought one, so I can't comment.
You have people that do that for you. Huh? Get a subscriber to Nave, aren't you? Many years, Razzle.
Nave?
Yeah,
Nave. Is there one called Nave?
Oh, sounds come
a little
on.
Medieval.
The Blushing Bride. Oh, you've got the app. I've seen it on your iPhone. Razzle?
I honestly don't know what you're talking about. I can't comment on such things.
Do you know, Richie, apparently you've got to be 18 to buy an adult magazine.
18 to buy an adult magazine is the claim from our cameraman here
Barry.
This morning. Yes, yes.
Really?
Obviously, as a head boy
at
school.
Did you know about this?
I did not buy adult magazines. I was buying Shoot magazine.
That sounds like an adult magazine.
That sounds much worse than
a pretty good one, actually. Yeah. Shoot magazine. Because 16, you can buy cigarettes.
Yes.
18, you can buy alcohol. But 16, you could go to Gretna Green and get married.
Yes.
But they're saying, basically, you can't do that until you're 18.
Correct.
17. Drive a car.
Drive a car, yeah.
But 18, then you can do that.
Yes.
I did not know you meant to be 18.
Well, this is the claim. I, like David, have not bought such grabby
merchandise. I've never in my life bought one of those.
No.
Because when I was growing up, they seemed to be... People seemed to store them in hedges at the side of parks,
yeah,
didn't they?
I think it was like a library service.
Yeah, that was the early internet.
Yeah.
That's where porn was kept, in hedges, in public parks and stuff like that. The internet has replaced that. Maybe that's where Tim Berners-Lee got the idea.
If it has replaced that, or if there are still hedgerows around the country stuff.
Well, this is why we get you on the show. You bring this kind of Radio 4 element to the line of inquiry here I wonder if the internet has replaced porn stuffed in hedges.
Yes.
Well, call in to take part in the big debate today.
If you've found any porn in a hedge in the last 48 hours, let us know immediately.
Do please call our porn hedge line on 0330 123 1215. It's 19 minutes past 6. Let's get the latest travel news now with Maggie Doyle, who is taking up her chair.
Where is she?
I'm out here.
What's she doing out there, Maggie?
Because you're sat in her chair.
You're sat in my chair.
You can have the chair back.
Well, Richie said that you insisted that you wanted to sit where you were last time, so that meant that Maggie's going to...
I've insisted on nothing.
Well,
I've insisted...
What did he say to you the other day, Rich?
Can I have my chair in the corner? It's a good one for the webcam.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Don't spread
you
that.
You stay where you are,
that's
David.
Exactly.
Be nice
the sort
and comfortable.
Of rubbish that'll get reported in some newspaper yesterday.
Very sober.
Oh, just like that.
Yeah,
just like thank you very much.
Poor old Maggie stuffed out
Maggie,
there in
I can't
a
even
corridor.
See you. Where is she?
She's there in a corridor.
Look behind you.
Oh, there you are. So sad
to see her reduced to circumstances like that. We can just about see her. All right, then. Cuckoo Tenant has kicked another one out of the nest.
Miserable treatment you give your team here.
Oh, by 7 o'clock, I'll be moved out there with you, Maggie. Probably his work probably likes this.
Not before time.
Oh, God, I really do love Downton Abbey. Sunday night, nothing else on TV, you know. Downton Abbey is there for you. It's Maggie with the travel out there in the corridor.